Good day, everyone, and welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I am Emma.
I am Daniel, and today we have an exciting update from Delkia. They have just completed the first phase of flight testing for their Dragonfly program.
Yes, Daniel, that sounds promising. So tell me more about this Dragonfly program. What exactly is it about?
Right, so the Dragonfly program was launched in early 2024. It focuses on air vehicle development for uncrewed aviation and advanced air mobility sectors. The first experimental aircraft, named Teneril, completed its first phase of flight testing in a tricopter configuration.
I see, and what makes this Teneril aircraft special?
Well, Teneril is designed to be modular and configurable. The front end, tail and wings can be swapped to create different air vehicle configurations with different properties.
Oh, so it's a platform that allows for a lot of experimentation.
Exactly, Emma. It will allow the exploration of different vehicle configurations and flight control solutions. They are also trialing their Nest technologies with this platform.
That sounds like quite a versatile aircraft. What's next for Delkia with this program?
According to Pete Hudson, Delkia's head of research, technology and innovation, they have already begun to prove the tiltrotor configuration. Very soon they will be adding wings and a tail section to create a hybrid copter plane.
Wow, that is so cool. So they are aiming to develop a range of VTOL aircraft capable of long-range autonomous operations.
Right, that will give them the foundation to develop and fly a range of VTOL aircraft capable of long-range autonomous operations.
That's impressive. And how can our listeners learn more about Delkia's Dragonfly or Nest programs?
They can contact innovation at delkia.co.uk to learn more about these programs.
Well, that's all for today. Thanks for joining us, Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma.
And thank you for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Until next time.